Brandela.
Brandy, I'm on, but I'm going to have to mute. And you don't have to tell him, but I'm going to probably not be able to stay on the whole time if it's an hour, because I got to get ready to go to the hospital for that ablation this morning. I can stay on about 15 minutes. That's about all. But just let him know that I'm muted, okay?
Okay.
If he needs to, you know, if he needs two people.
Okay.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you, Brandy?
Oh, so-so.
Well, as long as you're not knitting, it's okay.
Yeah. I had a thing in the freezer fall on my leg, and it made a bruise. And the bruise turned into kind of like it got infected, and it made a blood blister. And then my leg is swollen. But I'm taking antibiotics, so it should get better.
When did you go to the doctor?
Oh, I called my niece. She's a nurse practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me what to do.
Well, I hope it gets better and you have a real foolish like mom.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It will. And I...
You broke up. Not hearing you right now.
Oh, I said, thank you, and I will get better. And
Amen.
It will get better.
Very good. In case you didn't guess, you're the only one on right now, so we'll wait to see.
No, Anna's on. Anna's on.
I'll check. You're right. I'm surprised she didn't announce herself. Or I came one late, one or the other.
Okay, I'm here. I'm muted.
Understood.
Because I may have to leave, and because I have that ablation this morning. I'm not sure how long you're going to be. If it's an hour, well, I may have to leave in about 30 or 40 minutes. So, but I wanted you to know I was here. So I'm going to go ahead and mute again.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
So we're going to be doing Psalm 64 today. And we'll start on the Psalms landing page. And then we'll go to the Bethon Mamre website, because this is one of the psalms not yet completed by Rabbi Sutton. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kut Shabar Yehud, Ishkin Tevit, Hilu Urchimu, Hilu Urchimu, Urchimu. L'yakta L'shem Yehud He Bavavhe, V'yehudah Shili B'shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu alei demaseh yadenu kononei alei demaseh yadenu kononeihu. Psalm 64, Tehillim 64. Hiding from Saul and yearning to approach the place of the Holy Ark, like one thirsting for water. King David composed this prayer on his behalf and against his enemy. The above kavanah is a traditional kavanah to be used when saying this psalm. You'll notice that the word enemy is in the singular, and that was not meant towards King Saul. That was meant for Satan. And we can use it against Satan. Keep our consciousness directed against our one enemy, because there is no other enemy. The first word is Lam Natseach. And as I've said repeatedly, it's recommended to read the introduction to the Yearning for Redemption PDF, as that has a lot of information to specifically about the first words in each psalm. There are 11 verses in Psalm 64. The number 11 connects to the 11 components of the Ketoreth, which brings us closer to Hashem. It also connects to the 10 Sefirot plus the negative system. Other words with a gematria of 11 translate as with his coming and holiday of feast. The word feast is the word chag in Hebrew. We're all familiar with Chag Sameach, happy holiday. But the true meaning of Chag translates as a feast, which is consistent with Judaism's traditions, that a holiday means to have a feast, but not in the physical sense, in the spiritual sense. And then there's a link to bring you to the Machon Mamre webpage. And you then need to scroll down to chapter 64. The first verse, Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid. For the leader, a psalm of David. The second verse, Shema Elohim Koli Vesihi Mipachad Oyev Titzor Chaya. Hear my voice, Hashem. Hear my voice, Elohim, in my complaint. Preserve my life from the terror of the enemy. I don't have an exact translation of complaint, but that's not a Kabbalistic concept. We know Kabbalistically, whenever one complains, one is lessening the positivity and the cleansing involved in whatever the complaint is referring to. And in some cases, Chas V'Shalom, there is no cleansing, and you essentially have to have that same event once again in order to achieve the cleansing. The third pasuk. Chasti reini mi sod merein me rigshat bo aleyawen. Hide me from the counsel of evildoers, from the tumult of the workers of iniquity. In today's world, in the Kabbalah, we would not translate that as tumult. We would say it's chaos. There are six words, which is a connection to Zeranpin. But when without the unity of Malchut. Thirty-one letters connects to the word El, the name of God, Aleph Lamed. And the essence of this name can be found in the two letters. The Aleph has the essence of unity, and the Lamed connects to teaching. This name of God connects to the teaching of unity. It's not limited to that, but it's helpful to understand that. The fourth verse. Asher shananu kacherev lishonam darku chitzam davar mar. Who have wet their tongues like a sword and have aimed their arrow, a poisoned word. Eight words, which connects us to Bina. And you read these words and they seem to be very like a negative thought. But by connecting to Bina, we are essentially changing the negative aspects of these things. The Bina connects to the protection shield, the energy store of Bina, which blunts all of these negative thoughts and words. And 28 words connecting to the word koach gives us the strength to blunt these attacks. The fourth pasuk. The fifth pasuk. Lirod b'mispatarim tam. Pidom Yiruhu Willo Yirahu. That they may shoot in secret places at the blameless. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zerahin and Malchut. Letters, and we've discussed that 29 connects to the energy of the month of Av, connects to the Parsuf of Abba. The sixth verse. Askulamo davara yisabru litmon mokshim amru mi yirelamo. They encourage one another in an evil matter. They converse of laying snares secretly. They ask, who would see them? Eleven words, and we've learned from the 11 verses in this psalm that this connects to the energy of the Ketoret that draws us close, or all of creation, which is the 10 Sephirot plus the negative system. Lo Lot. Am nu hefesh ועמו. They search out in iniquities. They have accomplished the diligent search, even in the inward thought of everyone, and the deep heart. Nine words connecting to either Yesod or Chachma. Thirty-three letters connects to Hod Shebahod, which would record essentially tell us that this is connecting to Yesod. The eighth verse. Ve'yorem Elohim Chetz Pidom Ayu Makotam. But Elohim does shoot at them with an arrow suddenly. Then they are wounded. Six words, Zerantin, without the unity, God forbid. The 24 letters that connect to the 12 hours of night and the 12 hours of day. The ninth pasuk. Vayakshiluhu ale moshe lishonam yitnodu koroe bam. So they make their own tongue a stumbling unto themselves. All that see them shake their head. The shaking of the head is the idea of questioning what you see, and it's a form of judgment of others. As long as you don't verbalize it, it can be done that way. But the shaking of the head is a manifestation of that judgment. Seven words connecting to Zerampin and Malchut and unity. The tenth verse. Vayiru kol adam vayagidu po'al Elohim umasehu ha'hiskilu. And all men fear, and they declare the work of Elohim, and understand his doing. Eight words, which connects to the energy store, Bina. Thirty-seven letters, which reinforces the connection to Bina. I've explained how 37 is the gematria of the concealed letters of the spelled out name of Hashem. The 11th verse. Yismach tzadik b'Hashem. V'yitzhalelu kol Yisraelev. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall take refuge in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. The word Yishrei, I would not translate as upright, but as truthful and straight is the idea. Yishrei, Yashar means straight, as in Or Yashar, straight light. Nine words. And 34 letters. Thirty-four is the word Dal, Dalet Lamed, which is indicating a lack. I'll now read the 11 verses in Hebrew in sequence. Lam natseach mizmor leDavid, Shema Elohim koli besichi, mi pachad oyev titzor chayai. Tas tireni mi sod bereim, meirig shat bo aleawem. Asher shanu v'cherev l'shonam zarku isam devar mad mar li rot v'mistarim tam pitom yiruhu elo Yirau Yechasku Lamo Tavara Yisabru Litmon Mokshim Amru Mire Lamo Yachpesu Olo Tamnu Chefes Mechupas Vekerevich Belevamo Lyorem Belohi Chespichom Hayu Bakotam Viachilu Ale Molishonam Eat no do Koro Evam Vayiru Koladam V'yagidu bo'al Elohim U'masehu iskilu Ismach tzadik v'Hashem V'chasa Lo v'yitchalelu O Yisraelev. That's the end of the psalm for us today. Does anybody have any questions? I bid you all a Shabbat Shalom. Shalom Gadol. And remember, tomorrow or tonight at the 7 p.m. West Coast time, we have a Rosh Chodesh event. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Have a great day.
Thank you.